Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the source of success, building character in your life. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 14, verse 20, thriftiness. Let's look at 1 Kings as we begin here. 1 Kings chapter 14, verses 25 and 26. Verse 25, it happened in the fifth year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, and he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He took away everything. He took away all the gold shields which Solomon had made. Why did God preserve the scriptures down through the centuries, but allow the temple to be robbed of its treasures and destroyed? The temple that Solomon built for the Lord was magnificent. It was 90 feet long, 30 feet wide, and 45 feet high, and was overlaid with gold. The treasures in the temple began to be taken during the reign of Solomon's son. King Asa further raided the temple by taking all the silver and gold out of it and using it to form a military alliance with the king of Syria. Nebuchadnezzar later came and took all the gold and silver vessels to Babylon and eventually destroyed the temple. Why did God allow this to happen? When Solomon dedicated the temple, God made a conditional covenant with him. I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set up before you, and go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will uproot them from my land, which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name, I will cast them out of my sight. At 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 12, 19, and 20. Israel strayed from the laws and ways of the Lord, and he allowed not only the destruction of the temple, but also the scattering of his people throughout the world. The function of the temple ended when Jesus Christ died. The veil that separated the holy place and the most holy was torn from top to bottom, signifying that there was no longer a division between God and his people. Matthew chapter 27 and verse 51 records that. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split. We now have direct access to God's throne through the finished work of Jesus Christ. Each one who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ and confesses him as Savior becomes a temple of God. It is through this temple that one can gather treasure that will withstand God's test and last throughout eternity. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9 down to verse 16. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet as through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 down to 21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust can destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Thriftiness is multiplying my resources through labor and wise investments so that I have more to give back to God. It is the basis for wise stewardship. The Greek word for stewardship is oikonomia. It describes a steward's management of his master's property. A steward's faithfulness is determined by how successful he is in wisely using and increasing the resources under his care. Just consider for a moment several aspects of this important character quality. First, thriftiness begins with being content. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 8, and having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. A person who believes that happiness is measured by possessions is not capable of thriftiness. He wastes resources on things that never bring satisfaction. Luke chapter 12, verse 15. He said to them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." On the other hand, a person who is content with the essentials of life will have the natural ability to be thrifty. Second, thriftiness uses creativity to increase resources. The two faithful stewards invested and doubled their talents. Jacob found ways to multiply the flocks that were entrusted to him. A thrifty person will seek to understand how God designed things to work and will use that knowledge to increase productivity. Third, thriftiness keeps only useful possessions. Luke 9:3, and he said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither staffs, nor bags, nor bread, nor money, and do not have two tunics apiece." Jesus is the ultimate example of thriftiness. He owned only the things that were essential for life and ministry. And when he sent out the 12 disciples, he trained them to do the same. And then fourth, thriftiness does not waste any resources. Matthew chapter 14, verse 20. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. When Jesus fed the 5,000, he didn't allow even one piece of bread to be squandered. Fifth, thriftiness saves during times of surplus. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 11. When goods increase, they increase who eat them. So what profit have the owners except to see them with their eyes? It is an important principle to apply, this principle, because when a person's income increases, the tendency is to also increase the standard of living, spending the increase on desires. There is an abuse of this character quality to be guarded against. James chapter 5 and verse 4. Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your field, which you kept back by fraud, cry out. And the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of the Sabbath. Thriftiness is using as few resources as possible, using as few resources as possible for our own needs so that we will have more available to serve the Lord. Stinginess is keeping back what should be given to others so that I will have more for myself. God condemns this. So the question is, how well have you developed this quality of thriftiness in your life? Do you keep records of resources to know your spending? Do you save so you can have available funds to give? Are you using your resources for yourself or for others' needs? Do you study to see how to be more efficient and less costly? When your income increases, do you keep the same standard of living so that you have more to give? You think about that, and you have a great day.